We've been reporting this week that conservative Episcopalians are threatening to split their church over this week's confirmation of Gene Robinson as the church's first openly gay bishop. Now, the debate over the gay issue is not new. As more people of faith come out as gay or lesbian, religious groups have to clearly articulate their own stance on gay clergy. From Chicago Public Radio, Jason DeRose reports.
Most religious faiths and movements in the United States ban clergy who engage in same-sex sexual behavior. For some groups, the prohibition is long-standing and has traditionally gone unchallenged. That includes Orthodox Judaism, Roman Catholicism, Eastern Orthodoxy, and the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. Bill Merrill is a Southern Baptist spokesperson. He sees a pattern in churches that struggle with the issue.
Those denominations that have departed from under the umbrella of scriptural authority are the denominations where this struggle is taking place over homosexual behavior.
Southern Baptist teaching says that homosexuality itself is, quote, a sickness that needs to be healed and a sin that needs to be forgiven. Similar views are held by other evangelical Protestants, such as the Assemblies of God. But some mainline Protestant denominations that bar gay clergy distinguish between sexual orientation and sexual behavior. Both United Methodists and the Presbyterian Church USA allow pastors to consider themselves gay, but require celibacy for gay clergy. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, or ELCA, has a similar policy, but spokesperson John Brooks says that stance has been under official review since the church's 2001 convention.
The assembly voting members asked for a churchwide study on homosexuality. Specifically, they asked that study address ordination of gay and lesbian people who are in committed relationships.
The final ELCA sexuality study is due in 2005. A similar study is also forthcoming from within conservative Judaism. While conservative Jews continue to struggle with the issue, Reform Jews have come to resolution. They're decisively on the side of full inclusion.
Our movement has always seen itself as welcoming the stranger.
Rabbi Elliot Kleinman is a spokesperson for the Union of American Hebrew Congregations.
Our movement sees itself as being as inclusive as is possible, and we have, as an organization and as a movement, worked to create those tools for congregations to help them be inclusive, to help them welcome people.
Gay clergy are also allowed by Unitarian Universalists as well as the liberal Protestant United Church of Christ. UCC spokesperson Ron Buford says his church has officially welcomed gays and lesbians into congregations since 1985 and into ordained ministry since 1991.
There's always a risk when you're early and prophetic. If you look at the history of this church, for example, on one of its issues related to slavery in 1700, or of ordination of women in 1853, all of these issues were very divisive, and there were people who left as a result of them. Early truth-telling has its cost, and there will be some people who will reject its message.
The one religious group in which gay clergy has never been an issue is the Metropolitan Community Church. It was founded in 1968 by gays and lesbians who felt unwelcome in the churches in which they were raised. And that denomination has no rules against straight clergy. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.